Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first daily in Parsha's Nasai, that is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And we conclude Parsha's Bamidbar discussing Shevet Levi and their job of dismantling, carrying, and setting up the Mishkan. And we learn that Kahas, one of the three Levite families, were charged with the most sacred task, carrying of the Aron, Shulchan, Menorah, and the like. And now we're going to learn about another one of the Levite families. Vaydabar Shalom Meshalemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Nasai Esresh B'nei Gershon Gamhem, you shall also raise up the head of the sons of Gershon. Now what does that mean, to raise up their head? It means to take a head count or a census of them, to their father's house and to their families. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Nasai Esresh B'nei Gershon Gam Heim, them also. K'mashit Tzivisichal B'nei Kahas, just like I've commanded you to do for B'nei Kahas, like we learned about in the previous parsha. Liro is Kam Yesh Yigil Chal Avoida, to see how many have reached the age and the stage of Avoida, they can actually do the work of the Mishkan. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Miben Shalashim Shana V'mala Ad Ben Chamishim Shana Tefkai Daisam. You shall count them from 30 years old and up until 50 years old. Anyone that has come to join the legion. Tzava over here does not mean army. It means the group of people that could do work for the Mishkan. To do avoid in the oil maid. This is the work of the family of Gershuni, to work and to carry. So what was their job? And they should carry the curtains of the Mishkan and the oil maid. Their cover, and the tachash cover that's on it from above. And the screen at the entrance of the oil maid. And let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Hey. As Yirias HaMishkan, what are these Yirias that we're talking about, the curtains? Esrat Achtonis, these are the 10 lower curtains. It was the first cover that was placed on top of the Mishkan, Ves Oil Maid and the Oil Maid. That was the cover that was placed on top of that, Yirias Izim Hasiris L'Oil Olav. These are the goatskin covers that were placed on top of that, Mechsehu, their cover, Iris Elim Adamim. This is the third cover that was placed on top of that, and Masach Pesach, Vilan HaMizrachi, this is the eastern curtain. Back to Chomish Pasach Chavav, Ves Kalei HaChatzer, and the curtains of the Chatzer, Ves Masach Pesach Shara Chatzer, and the screen of the entrance of the gateway of the Chatzer, Asher Al Mishkan Val Mizbech Saviv, that was on the Mishkan and on the Mizbech, all around it. This is just the curtains that went around the entire chatzar of the Mishkan, Ves Meisrehim, and the ropes, Ves Kol Klei Avodasam, and all the kalim, the utensils for their Avoda, Ves Kol Asher Yaseh Elohem Ve'avadu, and everything that shall be done to them, and they shall serve. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, tells us, Asher Mishkan Kolaymar, meaning to say, HaKolaym V'Hamasach Shel Chatzar, the curtains and the screen of the chatzar, HaSeichin U'meginim Al HaMishkan V'Al-Mizbeach HaNechash HaSaviv, that screen and protect the Mishkan and the Mizbeach all around, because these were out in the open. The Mishkan was exposed, as was the Mizbeach, so therefore they made these entire curtains surrounding it all around for privacy purposes. Ve'ez kol asher yaseh lohem ketarguma, like Targum translated as ve'yas kol di yismesar lohain, everything handed over to them, lebnei Gershain, meaning the people of Gershain, the family of Gershain, to do. And let's go back to Chumash Pasuk of Zion. Al pi Aron uban of Tia kol avdas bnei Gershuni, by the word of Aron and his sons shall be all of the work of the sons of Gershuni, l'chol masam u'l'chol avdasam, all of that which they should carry and all of their work, gadatem alihem mishmeres, and to task them for safekeeping, ez kol masam, all of their burden, zois avdas mishpachas bnei Gershuni. This is the work of the family of Gershuni and the Almaid, Umeshmartam, and their charge, Biyad Yisamar ben Aaron HaKayin, in the hands of Yisamar ben Aaron HaKayin. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Zayin, Al Pi Aaron Ubanav, Ve'ezim Abanim, Muna Aleim, and which one of the children was appointed over them? Biyad Yisamar ben Aaron HaKayin, he was in charge of the family of Gershuni, making sure they did everything they were supposed to. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the second Aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.